been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the May 19th edition of the Bubble is Popping edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Well, I've been warning you on this Bitcoin stuff and this Ethereum stuff and this Dogecoin stuff for quite some time now. But that stuff is just getting slaughtered. And the problem is it's spilling over to the stock market. It is also getting taken down here by this panic selling in the digital currencies. Okay, here's what we've got so far. The Dow is down 484 points. That's 1.4%. This is the worst day in quite some time. That puts the Dow at 33,585. That just tells me that the panic in the digitals is spilling into the stocks with real fundamentals underneath them. So you may have a buying opportunity there. The S&P is down 61 points, 1.5%, down to 4,066. I would think that 4,000 would be good support, but we'll see. And the NASDAQ is approaching 13,000, which I would also think would be good support. The NASDAQ's down 212 to 13,093. The Russell 2K is down 1.9% today. Crude oil is down $2.34. That money leaving Bitcoin, where's it going? Gold. Gold is up $19 per ounce. The gold stocks are flying again today. We've got the 10-year bond yield, 1.65. There's no flight to safety to the bond market. And here's the big one. Bitcoin right now down $8,176 per coin to $35,003. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, 22 years behind the mic, 22 years managing money professionally. I've seen some bubbles in my day, and they're not pretty when they pop. And I got to believe, you know, this looks like maybe a very seminal moment for the digital currencies. This is bound to bring on government investigations, government hearings on all of this digital currency business. You've got a lot of these brokers that deal in the digital currencies, such as Coinbase. People can't even get through to them today. This is a major meltdown in this space. And I've said all along, I believe that the government, our U.S. government, wants a digital currency of their own. I can see us going away from the currency system that we currently have to some kind of a digital currency where they can monitor and watch and gather their taxes on every little transaction so that there is no underground, so-called underground economy anymore. And I've been warning about Bitcoin and all the others, and these stocks that are affiliated with them now for quite some time. And, in fact, I did a special on Monday about the very eerie comparisons between the Bitcoin mania and the Holland Tulip Bulb mania of 1693. You know, last week at this time, 1 week ago today, Bitcoin was at $55,000 per coin. Today it's at $35,000 per coin. It's down $20,000 per coin since last Wednesday. Well, we didn't have a very good day yesterday in the market. It was just really, there was nothing going on. Man, I went down every tributary. I threw every lure. I put out every kind of chum that I possibly could. to see if I could get any kind of a bite going at all, and there was just nothing going. Of course, our inverse hedges are having a phenomenal day today. We own PSQ, which is inverse the NASDAQ. We own SH, which is inverse the S&P 500, and we own QID, which is double short, inverse the NASDAQ, and we own BIS, which is inverse the biotech sector, which is extremely vulnerable in sell-offs like this. The big tech stocks just looking worse and worse all the time, Apple, Microsoft, Google. This is even spread now to the big industrial and cyclical stocks like Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, Honeywell, etc. The 10-year Treasury is back to 1.64%. So that money leaving these risk assets is seemingly not going to the bond market. And I'm not seeing it go into the U.S. dollar. The asset class that I'm seeing the biggest jump in while this money flees a very crowded theater with a very small exit, I see it going to gold, finally, which you would expect it would have done quite some time ago. But it's finally starting to happen now, and it looks like maybe gold finally will be that replacement for the money that's been going into Bitcoin and other currencies. Let's not forget how many other of these currencies like Ethereum and Dogecoin, and there's a new one today that another company is backing, and on and on and on. Let's see. We get the Fed minutes today. We get some retail earnings. Well, we did get some retail earnings this morning from a Target, from TJ Maxx. Yesterday we got Walmart and another couple. We'll take a look at those retail earnings here today. But the SPACs are getting spanked. The meme stocks are getting mauled. And the crypto stocks are getting clobbered today. And, you know, it was just a matter of time. Okay, let's see what else we got. Ethereum slides under $3,000. Let's see where Ethereum is. Oh, it's $2,395 today, Ethereum. It's down 27.5% today. Doge, which was, remember the Doge father on Saturday Night Live just here recently. That's not helping. It's down to 33 cents today. Doge is down 31.2%. And there's a new one out there. We'll find it here in a minute that we'll be talking about. Now, you take a look at these stocks, okay, that are involved in Bitcoin mining and whatnot, which I've been warning about. Riot is down 12.6% today, not as much as the actual cryptocurrency. Marathon Digital, which is MARA, it's down 13.7%, actually holding up a little bit better than I expected. Coinbase, which is the largest holding or second largest holding over at ARK Funds, it's down 8.3% today. You've got Canaan, which is C-A-N. It's down, Canaan is down 10.8% so far today. And SOS, which a lot of crypto investors are sending out, they're waving the white flag here. SOS is down 5.3%. And then let's not forget the Bitcoin proxies like MicroStrategy. It's down 10.4%. Tesla is somewhat of a Bitcoin proxy these days. Tesla is trading well below its 200-day moving average. It's only down 4%. But that's not a very good-looking chart on Tesla. It has support. I would think 500 would be a big line of defense for Tesla. It's currently trading at $554. And you've got Coinbase going to the well yesterday and raising another $1.3 billion through a convertible debt offering. What's a convertible debt offering? I think it's a bond with you can take the top off when the sun is shining, and when the rain comes and the thunder comes and the lightning and the hail, you get clobbered riding in that convertible offering. You know what I'm saying? Well, anyways, it is spilling over to the rest of the market. You've got panic selling here today. I don't think that, you know, the rest of the market is falling apart. We just had a phenomenal earnings season. It was an unbelievable earnings season. We have good earnings estimates for next year with an asterisk next to it, or them, and that is a corporate tax hike. And that also has the market unnerved right now also. With, you know, the market's on shaky ground right now, and the, you know, the economy is coming back, but it stalled out. You got to look at that recent jobs report. And the market weighs in a big tax hike at this point in time and sees it as ideological as opposed to becoming more competitive in the world. Does anybody believe that? I don't. Well, we got a lot of stocks to talk about and sectors when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now show. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show on this bubble popping day in the cryptocurrency markets. Do I think this is a buying opportunity in the cryptocurrency? I'll leave that up to you. You know, look, I'm not. You got to go where you want to go and do what you want to do, but I'm not moving in here and buying the cryptos myself. Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is sitting right on its 50-day moving average here, right on it. Okay, we'll see if it holds or not. I don't know. But that is intermediate-term support. Below that, you got to get clear down to 32,000 before you hit the next support level. The NASDAQ is actually seeing a little buying coming in here to this sell-off. And it has good support. I've always said that the real line for the NASDAQ right now is 13,000. And it's 130 points above that right now. The S&P 500 is, you know, that support level is going to be 4,000. There's no question about it, 4,000. And we're about 78 points above that right now. All right, let's take a look here. Yesterday was the economic report that hurt the market yesterday was the miss in housing starts. The housing stocks have definitely come under pressure all of a sudden. The building product stocks, whether it's air conditioners or flooring or you know, wood or any number of things, insulation that the home builders need, they sold off yesterday. I think there's still legs, however, to the building sector. It is a volatile sector, but you know, you've still got low interest rates, you've got a housing shortage, there's no question about that, and you got a lot of demand right now. As cryptocurrency markets plunge, crypto exchange Coinbase platform falters. Well, you know what? I'm just saying this is a massive, massive red flag for the regulators to come in, the government, to look at what is going on in these cryptocurrency markets. And this is not a good thing for cryptocurrency markets. You're going to get heavy investigations. There's a dolphin right in my backyard. How about that out there? Look at him. He's probably chasing a big school of redfish right under my dock. They sure are pretty animals, those dolphins. That's the second one I've seen so far this year up the Wando River where I live. Okay, Coinbase status page says its platforms are experiencing intermittent downtime. I'll bet so. And investigating the issue, reports on Coinbase outages jumped to 2,884. Now, that was an hour and a half ago. Has it gotten any worse since then? Meanwhile, Coinbase users say they're trying to buy on the dip. Well, God bless them. But keep getting errors on the app or website, according to post on Twitter. Bitcoin falls 23% at one point this morning, and Ethereum sinks 31%. Coinbase shares dropped 10%. They have improved a little bit in pre-market trading. Now, there's another story here on Bitcoin, which isn't very good for the crypto. A joint statement from Beijing's National Internet Finance Association of China. You ever hear of them? I haven't either, but they carry some weight. The China Banking Association and the Payment and Clearing Association of China said recently cryptocurrency prices have skyrocketed and plummeted, and speculative trading of cryptocurrency has rebounded. Amen to that. Seriously infringing on the safety of a people's property and disrupting the normal economic and financial order. You see, the mindset that government can do this better, I promise you it's coming. I think we're going to have a whatever they're going to call it, a cryptocurrency here in America, and they're going to take it out of private hands and put it into government hands. According to Reuters, the three regulator agencies in China, in addition to the above warning about trading in cryptos, have teamed to ban financial institutions from facilitating cryptocurrency transactions. Now, you've seen a whole spate here of companies over the last several months, from PayPal to Square to Tesla, to others saying, you know, we're going to facilitate cryptocurrency transactions. Well, China's moving to ban cryptocurrency transactions. And I can see that same thing headed across the pond to in our direction, too. The news out of China appears to have ended a modest bounce in Bitcoin. That was yesterday. And send the popular crypto close to the lows of yesterday, currently trading a few thousand dollars above $43,000. Well, don't you wish it would have sold yesterday? Because now you're another $10,000 below that. But that doesn't keep Barstool Sports' Dave Portnoy from picking SafeMoon as his crypto venture. Where does it end? Let's see if we can pull up SafeMoon. Is there such a thing? I've heard of this thing, SafeMoon, okay? SafeMoon. Let's see. SafeMoon. I'm trying to get pull up a chart on SafeMoon. You know what? I can't find SafeMoon. It must not trade publicly or something. Anyways, Barstool Sports Dave Portnoy says he has picked SafeMoon as a cryptocurrency he will back. It's time for me to choose a side. I'm going to pick one. I'm going to become a leader, stated Portnoy on Twitter. The Barstool founder and large Penn National Gaming stakeholder says he has invested $40,000 in the obscure cryptocurrency, while also maintaining that he will stick with his Bitcoin position. Portnoy also noted that SafeMoon could be a Ponzi scheme, but he likes the word moon. Well, now that's a great reason there, Dave, for buying SafeMoon. SafeMoon moved up 20% yesterday on huge volume. It's currently trading with a market cap of $5.3 billion. That term, Ponzi scheme, seems to ring kind of true here with all of these cryptos. Okay, well, Kathy Wood is doubling down today. She doubled down yesterday, actually, on Coinbase. She bailed on Apple. The family of ARK investment ETFs are going all in on the cryptosphere as the digital currency market tanks. Bitcoin plunge, blah, blah, blah. Buy the dip on Tuesday, Kathy Wood scooped up another 118,214 shares of Coinbase for the ARK Innovation Fund and purchased another 42,248 coin shares. Coin is Coinbase, the company, for the ARK Next Generation Internet ETF. Coin is having a very rough day. Maybe she should have waited a day. I don't know, but maybe she's catching a bottom here. It looks like a falling knife to me. The move is extra notable as Wood shed nearly her entire stake in Apple on Monday. Well, this is Wednesday, and Coinbase continues to get pounded. Let's talk about some stocks with real fundamentals when we come back. Enough of this digital stuff. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now show. welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show called the Crypto Bubble Burst. I'd like to say that the market has improved since we started the show, but I can't really say that right now. Dow down 474, S&P down 53 right now, and the NASDAQ down 149 points. Okay, I just did a quick screen. I have 5,605 charts in my database here. What are the biggest percent gainers today? Well, let's just pick a few so you get a flavor. SBM, that's the ProShares Short Basic Materials. Okay, even the basic materials are selling off today with the cryptos. The basic material inverse ETF is up 2% so far today. How about Yang? Not Andrew. No, this is a inverse China three times. You know, those Chinese stocks, they look terrible. That thing's up 2.1% today. That's an inverse, a leveraged inverse ETF on the large cap China stocks. Okay, how about ultra short the emerging markets? Well, China makes up a big part of those emerging markets. EEV is a ultra short emerging market ETF. It's up 2.2% today. Well, there's a stock, Lordstown Motors Ride. It's up 2.3% today. That's the only one of the only major stocks, recognizable stocks that I see that is to the upside today. How about ultra short real estate? That's SRS. It's up 2.4% today. RWM, you know, I forgot. That's my other big inverse position. RWM is short the Russell 2000. We have a large position in that. It's up 2.4% today. Okay, let's see if we can find anything else here. How about the shipping ETF, Breakwave Dry Bulk Shipping, BDRY? It's up 2.8% today. QID, which I own in my emerging growth portfolio, is double short the NASDAQ. It's up 2.9% today. How about double short Europe? That's EPV. It's up 2.9% today. Take Two Interactive. There's a big stock that's up 3% today. I know they had earnings. How about double short the industrials? The industrials are getting hit today. Double short the industrials up 3.1% today. Gold Fields, a gold stock, up 3.1% today. Double short the Dow, up 3.1% today. How about triple short the emerging markets? Up 3.2%. This seems to be the aisle to shop in today, the inverse ETFs. Oil and gas inverse having, oh, there's BIS. I own that one. That's double short the NASDAQ sector. It's up 3.4% today. The semiconductors inverse three times. I don't like those three-timers. It's up 3.8% today. Inverse the financials. The financials are getting taken to the cleaners today. Well, a lot of them, in my opinion, have gotten in bed with Bitcoin and the other digital currencies, and that's going to hurt them during a time like this. Let's see. How about three times short the FANG stocks? That thing's doing well. It's up 44.4% today. Ultra short the Russell 2000, up 4.8% today. The biotech bear, that's LABD, it's up 5.5% today. I'm running out of stocks and funds that are up for the day. There's not a whole lot, I'm telling you. Let's see. How about the VIX? The VIX is up 13% today, VXX. Which is a VIX ETF. All right, Pfizer and Moderna. Here's some good news. Pfizer, Moderna vaccines are protective against this Indian variant. That was very scary stuff. If these vaccines can't take care of that, then you know what? You're back to the drawing board. but so far they are. Disneyland set for capacity expansion. Well, they're going from 25% to 35% amid looser restrictions. Well, that's in California. Orange County is among those moving to a less restrictive tier. They're going from 25% to 35% at Disneyland. Let's see. Investor sentiment across the retail space has become much more challenged in recent weeks. That's not a good sign. We had a lousy jobs report a few weeks ago, and investor sentiment is dropping. And Wells Fargo says, across the board, the retail space, investor sentiment has become much more challenged in recent weeks. Robinhood getting ready to go public. I can hardly wait. Robinhood may disclose IPO filing as soon as next week. Fidelity Investment debuts a brokerage account for teenagers. Does it come with one share of Bitcoin in it? I don't know. One share of, no, GameStop. They had it, they, instead, you know, remember you used to open an account? Now, this is going way back. This is my parents' time. You open a little checking account at the local bank, they'd give you a toaster. Now, I think they've outlawed stuff like that. I don't think you can do that anymore. But maybe if Fidelity throws in a share of GameStop, they'll get. Now, this is for 13 to 17-year-olds. It's called the Fidelity Youth Account. Zero subscription fees, zero accounting fees, no minimum balances, no domestic ATM fees, and zero online commissions. Well, that's a good thing. Tesla reported to have 10,000 cars on hold in Fremont. Yeah, that's in California due to parts issues. They can't get parts. 10,000 cars sitting there waiting for those parts. And, of course, yesterday President Biden test drove a Ford electric F-150 ahead of its big unveiling. That's going to happen today. Biden visited the Rouge Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan, and took an electric F-150 Lightning pickup for a test drive on a track at the company's facility. Biden said the future of the automobile industry is electric. Okay. Shares of Ford are up 0.62. Yeah, you know, Ford just doesn't look very good to me as a stock. And, of course, AT&T with their big dividend, and now they're trying to buy something, anything that will give them some growth. Well, their stock is tanking. So much for that dividend. Okay, you get a dividend yield of, right now on TE, 7.2%. And the stock is down 6.2% yesterday. And another, well, it's down 10.67% for the week. There goes the dividend and then some for the entire year. You know, when you have a big dividend-paying stock, paying a big fat dividend like that, and you don't have earnings growth, that's a very bad combination. Yet, almost on a daily basis, as I scan Seeking Alpha for new articles and whatnot, I invariably see one titled something to this effect. Why I'm backing up the truck and buying more AT&T at this level. Well, I've seen this now for the last several years. Isn't the truck full yet of this stuff? But nevertheless, you know, there is a penchant for big dividend yields. Never mind the underlying fundamentals of the stock. You say to yourself, where else can I get 7.2% on my money right now? Well, if the stock goes down 7.2% and the dividend 7.2%, that comes out total return of zero. And then I'll hear people say, well, what do I care? I'm still getting my 7.2%. Well, it sounds like they're just sending you. Sounds kind of like a Ponzi scheme, I guess. Anyways, this deal that AT&T did not help. The House reports, this is not good for AbbVie. AbbVie's had a pretty strong move here recently. House report alleges drastic drug price hikes, anti-competitive practices by AbbVie. A-B-B-V. This was spun off. Their main product, for the most part, is Humira. Bank of America to raise its U.S. minimum hourly wage to $25. Gosh, I should get a job with them. $25 by 2025. All right, when we come back, are we going to be able to find a featured stock of the day today? Well, let me look. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
You got to go where you want to go.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. The sky is falling. Crypto's falling from the sky into the river. That's what it looks like to me today. And yeah, I can just see what's going to come from this. This is a seminal moment in the cryptocurrency story. You know, when all that problem happened with GameStop and Robinhood. You saw what happened. Government hearing, call before Congress, testify. I see Coinbase CEOs somehow, you know, as I in my mind's eye, as I gaze into the future, I see the CEO of Coinbase sitting in front of a congressional panel trying to explain himself what happened on May the 19th, 2021. That's my prediction. Well, I'm going to talk about a couple of concepts here in this final few minutes that we have together today, rather than featuring a stock like I normally would. The first concept is value versus growth. I think I've explained that pretty well. You know, it does swing. The pendulum does swing. The pendulum has been on the side of growth for a long time. And that all came to an end in mid to late February. And you can just look at, you know, all of the proxies for that real high nuclear type growth, you know, infused growth, and how those stocks started tumbling down. And of course, value is a totally different discipline, completely different discipline. It's looking at value measures, whereas momentum does not look at value measures. The second concept I would talk to you about is being unconstrained. Okay. Not everybody in my industry is unconstrained. If you run the Fidelity Basic Materials Mutual Fund, your hands are tied. You got to buy the Fidelity Basic, you've got to buy basic material stocks within that fund. If you run the T. Rowe Price Innovators Fund, you've got to buy innovative young growth stocks. For that fund, your hands are tied. But if you run the Gunderson portfolios, whether it's the Premier Growth, the Ultra Growth, the Emerging Growth, the Dividend and Growth, or the Best Funds Now, I'm unconstrained. I don't have to own anything in those portfolios. And even though it's called Premier Growth, that doesn't mean I have to be in growth stocks. I can also be in value stocks if I find that to be a better place to be. I think this whole garbage that's going through the market today, which is infected and spread to even the value and the cyclical stocks, I think this is going to work its way through. I think it's going to leave a massive scar on the cryptocurrency space. It's going to leave a massive scar on the cryptocurrency-related stocks, and it should send money back into companies with real fundamentals and that have real value. I can't see this scared money fleeing the cryptos today going into the high-growth stocks from here. Maybe a big dose of value. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it's a pill that you got to swallow at this point in the market, at this time in the market. And the last concept that I would recognize here today would be the concept of inverse funds, you know, I could be 100% inverse the market. If I really felt that the market was set up for a massive fall and it were to start to break support, you know, I could be 100% in SH, which does exactly the opposite of the S&P 500. Now, John Bogle at Vanguard, you know, he was a big proponent of buy and hold. Bogleheads, you invest in an index with low fees, and you really never change your strategy. If you change, that defeats the purpose, okay? Well, let's not forget you can also invest in an index that's has an inverse relationship. So instead of having 100% of your assets in the S&P 500, which many people do, or maybe the QQQ, the NASDAQ, you could also have 100% or much less than that, obviously, of your assets in the inverse. There's going to be another bear market at some point in time. The NASDAQ went down 79% from peak to bottom back in that 2001 to 2002 period of time. Owning the inverse NASDAQ, PSQ, would have went up 79%. And there's some sectors that are poised to do even worse. You know, you take a look at a biotech sector. How about a space exploration sector? I mean, they're set up to go down even more than the averages. So there's a lot of tools in the toolkit here. But I would say that most people, the vast majority of the money managers in my industry, they have no clue. Their hands are tied. That's all they know is being long the market. And when people call, to settle them down and say, stay the course. That's the mantra in our industry. We've developed a plan and stay the course. Now, I'm making every chartered financial analyst out there very angry at me today. But I don't really care. I'd rather be right than popular. I wasn't popular when I said last March of 2020 that it's time to go all in the market. I was very unpopular. I took a lot of barbs and shots and spears thrown at me. That's okay. Look, I'm more concerned with being right than popular. So anyways, I've been warning about this cryptocurrency stuff. You know, you may get some rebounds here. I see government swarming in on this big incident that happened here today and may continue to happen. That's what I see, and I don't think that's a good thing for pretty much kind of a Wild West, unregulated market. Oh, it's going to get a lot more regulated. You mark my words on that. In the meantime, I'll be starting my newsletter. Boy, it's already here again. I got to start it tomorrow. It's going out Friday. There's no question about it because I'm sending it myself this Friday, okay? If you'd like to sign up for our weekly newsletter and get an unconstrained manager who's up to his eyeballs in the market every single day along with the team that backs me, 855-611-BEST. You can call to get an appointment with one of our advisors. Or get the newsletter. That's a good start. GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.